You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And out will give the Blue Jays the lead into the eighth. A base hit. The Orioles are likely ahead. Seventh pitch. Fisher to Laureano. Taken. Strike three called. Looked like it was a little off the plate, but Vic Carapazza gives Fisher the benefit of the doubt.
And that's the final call by Kevin Brown. I'm sorry, that's the seventh inning call by Kevin Brown. Yesterday, the Birds lose. Snapping a winning streak. But ultimately, Jeremy, whether you in this postseason or not, they lose 9-8 in the postseason hunt, you still want to win series. They won three out of four against the Toronto Blue Jays, the first place AL East team.
Yeah, and again, like, I'm one of those people, I thought this was cool, a little bit too late. Could have easily swept them, could have easily swept the Rockies, but this has been a season of could have a lot of things.
Right.
And then you look at what's going on with it, the fact that you get a trade done with them, you're going to Chicago, you get a trade done with them. Who knows if, I don't think they're by any means done wheeling and dealing. I still think, you got two pitchers that we've talked about moving in Eflin and Morton. You still have Cedric and Ryan O'Hearn there.
You moved three players in less than 24 hours.
And they're still supposedly in on grabbing a pitcher with controllable years like Sandy Alcantara, Mackenzie Gore, Joe Ryan, Edward Cabrera.
Who did I see Sandy Alcantara tied with because a trade fell through? Someone was in on a Dylan Cease trade. It went south, and now they're the leaders in the clubhouse for Sandy Alcantara.
I don't know
who it was. I just read that this morning.
And, if you start looking at some of the trades from yesterday and how things went down, it's obviously going to have an impact. There were people going, well, with the way they play, do you think that they're going to not trade anybody and try to make a move for it?
Someone asked me that yesterday.
And I said, they traded away three, now four last night, bullpen pieces, and you lost your closer. You ain't got a bullpen. It's just people out there. You just have people out there that are throwing. And again, it doesn't matter. None of these wins and losses thing matter the rest of the year. And I know people don't want to hear you say that, but it's factual. It doesn't. The players in the clubhouse want to win games. Right now, I'm looking at individuals to see how much better they get. I want to see if these young players up and can play. If they don't trade Kobe Mayo in some sort of package, I want to see him at first base all the time. What happens with Mountcastle now that he's healthy? He just hit a three-run bomb in the minors.
The Astros were the team. They said the deal between the Astros and the Padres with Dylan Cease starting to look bad, and so now they may turn to Sandy Alcantara. I don't understand that, go from Cease to him.
Well, because Sandy was one of those guys that
Sandy
was so good. I mean, he was so good. Nobody can really tell you what's going on. And it's funny, like Pedro Martinez said, Sandy just needs a fresh start. Well, like, I get it that maybe he gets somewhere else and he's not seeing his numbers up there look like a 7-run ERA for the season. But I don't think getting traded somewhere fixes his issues right now.
No.
He's walking guys. He's giving up home runs. He doesn't look like the same pitcher. Maybe it is just coming off of an injury and he's still got to figure things out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I don't understand how, okay, things aren't going well with the Dylan Cease trade. Okay, I got that. But I don't know how Sandy Alcantara is a good alternative to Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is not having a Dylan Cease type year. But his ERA is under 5.
Yeah, but you also, his contract's expiring, and with Alcantara, you have him for another year.
But aren't you getting him, whoever you're trading for to help you now.
Yeah.
It's a plus. What I'm saying is, Dylan Cease could help you. I don't know if Sandy can.
Well, that's the other thing. This is the same thing that
happens. Not right now.
This is the same thing that happens in football, where it's like, oh yeah, draft that quarterback. I'll make him a winner. Or draft this guy. I can turn
him. So you think what the Astros are thinking is... Well, we've done it before.
Look at what happened. When Gausman went to the Braves, they tweaked one small thing of where he threw on the rubber.
Well, that's with the Astros. When Garrett Cole went to the Astros, his numbers turned around.
Yeah. So, again, sometimes it is just about a fresh start, but I also think you have to look at the Astros made this incredible run where at one point they had the best record in baseball, whether it was by a half a game or whatever. And if you think about how they started off, they've done this without Yordan Alvarez. They've done this. They traded Kyle Tucker. There's no more superstars there outside of those guys. You've got Altuve, who's getting towards the back end of his career. The Astros were kicking the tires on Carlos Correa, maybe bringing him back, and that's something that may happen today. But you have to look at it and go, okay, is Sandy better than our fifth starter right now, whether that's Gusto or, you could look at some of the guys at the back end of the rotation, because I don't think they thought they'd be there at this point. They've got Framber and Hunter Brown, and it's like, okay, who else is stepping in? I think Christian Javier might be coming back from an injury.
I think he's set to come back next week, if I'm not mistaken.
But I'd like to see Houston make a few more. I'm not rooting for Houston or anything, but like they can be in this thing and still make a run. It says a lot about their core and what that front office has done there.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He just had a rehab start this week. Christian Javier.
I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, that's why when you said his name, I just read that from somewhere. He went like 3 innings or something like that. 3 1/3 innings, 3 runs on 2 hits. He had 4 walks, though.
Yeah. Mm. Well, was Javier or was it the other guy that they had that had the unique delivery and they told him he couldn't do it anymore? Remember where he would rock the baby almost like when he was pitching? Javier? Was it Javier or was it there was another guy there, and I can't remember his name, who also got hurt. And I can't remember if it was him that was rocking the baby, and they said that could end up being a balk the way he was doing it.
I don't like the guy for Tampa. He does the 3-4 steps before he pitches.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is some weird anomalies. Like Darren O'Day, I think he has OCD. He would tap his toe 3 times before he pitched. He would tap his toes.
Luis Garcia.
That's who did the rock the baby, yeah. But like Darren O'Day, you remember when he would tap, 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 and then he throws. A lot of guys have like these weird things. It's like going to the free throw line. Guys do the same thing over and over again.
I had a kid, Quay Malloy. She, before the free throw line, she would put the hand, the ball in her hand, almost like, what is that, a statuesque or pageantry. She would hold her palm straight up, rested in her hand.
Like this?
Left hand. Yeah.
Or with the left.
And they come back. Yeah. 89% free throw shooters. So do what you got to do.
He ain't saying nothing.
Do what you got to do.
Keep doing it. It's working.
Let it rest a little longer. Go 91% free throw shooter. Yeah, but you're right. They said he cannot use it again. That was a couple of years ago when they told him he couldn't do that.
But I'm just saying, like, there are some weird things that you see on the mound. Like, who is it? Like, Nestor Cortez was a guy that did those weird leg kicks.
He held it up for a while.
Yeah, and then they would talk about, who's the other? There was another pitcher that would lift his leg up and just wait to put the damn thing back down. And you think he's going, and he's not. And he's sitting there. It's almost like Fernando Valenzuela with his eyes going, oh, what am I doing here?
You better not do that with nobody, with somebody on base, because I'm gone. Yeah. You hold that leg up if you want. By the time you land it, wait a second.
I wonder if he's probably pitching from the stretch when that's happening. But
who was the guy recently pitched for the Giants that used to change and quick pitch and do all that stuff? He didn't start off with the Giants. He eventually went to the Giants and went downhill.
Oh, are you thinking of maybe Johnny Cueto?
Cueto.
Yeah.
Johnny Cueto. He was the Reds first, right? And then went to the Giants?
Yeah, yeah. What did my friends call him? The baby eater? It was like from Total Recall. Cueto.
Oh.
Cueto was the little guy in the stomach.
I would have done a different place with that.
Give the Martians the air. Oh, see.
410-583-1057.
I just realized you didn't say that on the air. You only said that to me, so glad I didn't say something back. Like, oh, we're going there then. Okay. You guys, like,
I just thought you meant something else with that.
That is the other thing. Like, I think when I first started working on the show, I was like, sometimes I can't tell if Joe's talking to me in my ear, if he's talking on the show. And then I answer him, and then everybody's like, who the hell is he talking to?
Joe generally doesn't talk on air unless you talk to him.
Yeah.
Most of the talking is in your ear.
That's why I like to yell and say, hey, Joe, what do you think about this? To watch him grab the mic, go and try to hit whatever buttons he's doing. What did you say? And then answer his question.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.